51.
Focus, my dear, or a lot of people are going to get hurt, Rally said, laying a hand on her shoulder. Vecina felt an immediate rush, the weariness in her lifting, but not all the way.
I don't know how much longer I can do this, Vecina said, trying to ignore the sights and sounds of battle.
She stood just behind the crumbled wall of the fort, where the remaining iron elves fired down at the marauding rocks. Her attention had to be on the diminishing circle of Elfkynon, but it was hard not to watch Kanawa and Lorien and the iron elves make their way up to the fortress. Shades now stalked the battleground, their blades afire with black flame, and she had no more energy left to deal with them. Her fingers wove and rewove the fabric of the natural order, mending ever bigger tears as she fought to keep the Elfkynon safe.
"You're doing fine, my child," Rally said, her gruff voice a soothing lifeline in a sea of noise.
"I could use some help," Vecina said.
Thus far, Rally had done little more than stand beside her, puffing on a cigar and sketching the battle in a notebook.
"Help, I think, is on the way," Rally replied.
A volley of musket fire rattled and cracked in front of them, the smell of sulfur stinging her eyes. Prince Tyken strode into view, the wings of his shako flapping as he paced back and forth behind the firing line.
"The star is here, I can feel it,"
he said, looking around the fort. Musket fire, arrows, and tumbling splinters of wood filled the air, and blood trees writhed and stabbed their limbs at any flesh that got too close.
"A gold coin to the soldier who finds the star! 100 gold coins!"
"Go find it yourself, you bloody fool!"
a soldier shouted back. But it was impossible to see who amid all the confusion. The prince sputtered with rage, drawing his sword, then resheathing it, only to draw it again.
"Witch! I demand that you find me the star. Perform what magic you must, and you will be well rewarded."
Vecina considered striking the prince down where he stood, but knew that to do so would be to condemn the Elfkynon to death. It was her weaving that was protecting her countrymen.
"Put it away, your highness," Rally said, waving a hand at him. "The girl is rather busy at the moment."
"Very well. Then I shall lead a charge myself to finish this battle so that the search can continue. Caller party, prepare to charge."
Sergeant Salia Aguam looked at the prince, then over at Rally. Vecina spared the briefest of looks. Would he do it?
"With all due respect, your highness," Rally said, "that would be tantamount to killing the future king. And I cannot allow that to happen. Your mother would be most displeased with me."
"My mother be damned!" the prince shouted, walking forward to rest one foot on the edge of the wall. "I will have the star this night!"
Sergeant Aguam sighed and followed, the rest of the color party reluctantly forming up with him. It appalled Vecina that men would throw away their lives in such a foolish manner. A new force washed over the battlefield, its evil unmistakable. Vecina kept her hands moving even as she saw the Shadow Monarch's elves emerge from the trees. There was a growl behind her, and Jir loped up onto the crumbled parapet and got down low on his stomach, the hair on the back of his neck standing straight up.
"Rally, do something," Vecina whispered, wishing she could do more herself.
Rally frowned, then pulled the cigar from her mouth and whistled between her teeth. Jir looked at her, then turned back to the battlefield, settling his body even lower in preparation to pounce. Rally whistled again, much louder, and the Bengar reluctantly came down from the parapet and padded over to her, his tail swishing in agitation. Vecina couldn't hear what Rally said to the Bengar, but she felt a tremor in the skeins of power as the woman spoke. A moment later, Jir disappeared back into the fortress.
"I meant to do something to stop this," Vecina said, her frustration boiling up.
Somewhere behind them a Murifant trumpeted, the call picked up by the others. The ground began to shake beneath Vecina's feet. The Murifants were stampeding. Soldiers dove out of the way as the animals burst from their temporary corral and rumbled through the fortress and over a low spot in the wall. Out of the corner of her eye, Vecina saw Jir clutching the rear of the last Murifant as it ran past, the Bengar's eyes quite wide. The arrival of the great beasts on the battlefield had an immediate effect. Any rocks unfortunate enough to be in their path were trampled into oblivion. Vecina saw Jir jump from his ride and momentarily lost him in the confusion. The Murifants kept going, passing between the Iron Elves' square and the Elfkynan's circle as they made for the remembered gap by the river, their only thought to flee. The Barajog opened their mouths wide in anticipation and were crushed by the maddened herd. The Murifants kept going, only to be stopped by a new wall of trees that closed the road and their escape. The Bengar reappeared, running straight for the nearest dark elf, Kanawa. But a rock blocked its way. The rock's throat was torn out with a single swipe of the Bengar's claws. Jir ran on, but more rocks moved to intercept him. Just then another howitzer shell lifted into the night sky, the familiar trail of sparks like a comet crossing the heavens. Vecina sensed something odd, and saw from the corner of her eye the shell alter course to come down among the ring of Sarkahar. White light burst forth, and then was gone. The Murifants thundered toward the gap. Rally blew out a long stream of smoke, nodding to herself.
"No need, my dear, no need. Someone beat me to it."